Happy New Year, everyone. We are back in My Energy Game. This is the first podcast of 2021. Exciting year. We've got Mark Timmington, co-founder of My Energy Game, good friend of myself, and obviously a very experienced youth development coach, has worked in different places such as the FA, Watford, Reading, currently working with Watford FC. How are you, Mark?
Yeah, good. Happy New Year, and we're on lockdown three, aren't we?
Yes, we are. And obviously, you know, we always knew that working on ourselves and working on our energy was going to be important in any circumstances. But blame me, I mean, lockdown number three, it's definitely getting it relevant.
Yeah, loads of time for people to be reflecting and developing, and it is how you take it, isn't it? I know everyone's saying it, but there's loads that we can do and use that time. And this is obviously part of why we're here today to discuss.
Absolutely, it's all about mindset, and obviously this leads very nicely to the topic of today. I mean, we've had a few conversations, Mark, and I know you are very, very keen on the concept of honesty. And basically, yeah, I just wanted you to kind of like talk about honesty today. And what do you understand by honesty? And when we've had our conversations around the topic, what are the things that, you know, that push you to believe in this importance around honesty?
Yeah, no, definitely. Like you said, we've spoke a few times about honesty and where it's valuable. And when you see it that it doesn't happen, and it can frustrate you at times when you don't get it from other people. So, yeah, I wanted to speak about, again, honesty and the power of it. And obviously specifically within that football world that we work in, because that's my context. That's where I'm coming from, and what it means to me, basically. And the way I wanted to sort of really summarize it to start with, to make it clear for people, concise, is I think there's two sides to honesty. I think it's really about honesty with other people. So how you are, your opinions and et cetera, but also honesty to yourself, which I think might be the one that sometimes is maybe when someone hears honesty, they don't naturally think of. They always think about honesty, talking to others, honesty with others. But I really think there's a lot of value in that honesty with yourself.
And that's a great idea. I mean, that's a great concept, because I agree, basically. I think sometimes it's more, when we talk about this sort of subjects, it's more about expectation towards others. Like, if relationships were always bound to yourself and others, when actually the relationship within yourself and the honesty within yourself is equally important, because obviously that will probably have a correlation with your relationships and how you deal with other people and how other people deal with you as well.
Yeah. I completely understand that. And like I said, it's one of those ones. It's a real hard one to sometimes define or pick out exact moments within, again, our context. But I think the real key one, and the way I look at it, is there's coaching. So from our point of view as coaches, we've got to try and be honest with the players we work with, honest with the people that we work with in that holistic sort of environment, and ourselves, which is really important, again, about, did I do that right? Did I make the right decision? If I've made the wrong decision, be honest with myself first and really understand and reflect that. And I know it's not easy, because you make a bad decision or you change a tactic or you maybe didn't tell that player the exact truth of how you felt they played, etc. But if you go away and then reflect and you're honest with yourself, it might not have been you honest at that exact moment, but maybe later down the line you can go and correct that, or you can be more honest with them in future, or you can say to them again, because when we're emotional, especially in a football environment, we might be frustrated at the side, but when the player, we sub a player, and then we're like, hey, well played today. We could be almost brushing under the carpet a little bit, because we find it really hard to almost get ourselves in line with ourselves, in tune, because we're going from such high and low emotions all the time. And it might be the day after or two where you've had that time to look at honesty with yourself and reflect. And then you go back and say to the player, and say, look, just so you know, the reason I brought you off was this, this, and this. And I think that you gain loads of respect, obviously, from those players. And even if they didn't like the moment, again, they might have calmed down and you might be in a position where they look back and go, look, do you know what? He had the decency to come and give me an actual real answer, an honest one, because I think of the amount of times I've been in coaching and work with players, and you can tell when other people, that people are giving them feedback and it's just a bit generic. It's not the true reason. And I think people are scared of it because they're scared to offend people as well. But also, if you think about where that can leave someone when they go away from you, they might be frustrated because they know they've not really been given the answer. And we speak about a lot about energy, if you like, and what we give off. And if we've given someone a slightly dishonest answer, they sort of know that, they go away, they're frustrated. You've almost hidden it a little bit as well. So I think it's really important from that coaching point of view to give that feedback.
No, absolutely. And obviously listening to you, I can obviously pick up already great things like honesty is not just about obviously expecting it from other people, but also honesty about yourself. Honesty can establish healthier relationships. You've just given us there a few great examples of what happens in the changing room between players and coaches and vice versa. So what's honesty, Mark? What is honesty?
So as I said before, I just look at it about the honesty is that sometimes it's your first thought or feeling, I guess. Some people say it's that almost that voice inside you, or that you can hear, you know, that's the right thing, or that's how you feel at that moment. And sometimes I think we're, like I said, we're always scared to be honest with that feeling at that moment in case we make that mistake. But actually later down the line, that feeling may change in self-reflection and being honest to yourself. And that's okay as well. I think people don't want to get stuck to an answer or offer their honest opinion at that moment. But remember, it's your honest opinion at that moment. Your opinion can change. It's allowed to change, and you're allowed to be honest with yourself in the future change. So I think if you're accepting of it yourself, you'll be more accepting in other people. And that's quite infectious as well.
Yeah, I agree. Would you say, listening to you, I'm just thinking about this now. Would you say honesty could be something like your gut feeling, that really, that truth within yourself that you don't really know where it comes from, but it resonates very well with your values and your beliefs?
Yeah, and that's a real interesting point. Like you said, honesty, people call it gut feeling. It's your first instinct. It's whatever first comes to your mind. And like you said, with values and morals, I think that's the point where honesty can be really difficult from that coaching point of view. Is if I'm looking at it in that world, is I might be honest and I expect this and this of somebody, but actually their values might and morals might be slightly different, but it doesn't mean they're wrong. And that's where someone, they can have an imbalance really. And sometimes that's where your initial emotion may be one thing, but you self-reflect and you calm down, and then you look back and go, do you know what, I wanted them to do this and this and whatever it might be, but actually that wasn't the same. So we weren't in tune in that moment, but there's nothing wrong with that as well. Sometimes almost addressing that and accepting it is really important to move on. And obviously I've mentioned a few times now about from the coaching point of view and about how you're with other people, which is normally going to be a lot with players. But it's about yourself as well, that we've said, and looking at yourself as a coach and analysing your own decisions. But also, if I look back to when I was younger, as a young player that obviously wanted to go and play football at the highest level, but like many, wasn't at the right level. And that's me being honest. It's not like, oh, I thought I could have gone and made it. No, I think if I look back deep down, I sort of knew as well, there's some great players around me and they're probably going to be better, etc. But that didn't mean I didn't work as hard as I could. Is I think that players, is a massive value for players in their career to be honest with themselves and other people. And I have two examples on that. Is sometimes I find boys in academies, they don't want to be truly honest to too many people or the coaches or who they think perceive might be the right people, in case that shows a weakness of I'm really struggling 1v1s, I'm a winger normally, but when I play wing back, one, I have no idea in case they feel that influencing that decision on maybe being released and et cetera. But I think if they can be honest, again, reflect on themselves and know where they're at and tell that to other people and be honest with the others, it will help them.
Yeah, so it's interesting concepts. I mean, obviously, opening up, you know, and see the idea of opening up as a strength rather than a weakness, rather than becoming vulnerable. We do have probably in changing rooms in our industry too many situations in where people don't say what they feel or they think because they feel that they are going to be perceived as weak or vulnerable or not tough enough for the industry. And obviously listening to you, there is a strong word that resonates with me, which is authenticity. I mean, you know, and I do believe that probably, you know, being authentic kind of like goes hands in hands with honesty and with what you're trying to explain, right?
Yeah, yeah, 100%. I just think, like you said there, with being honest and authentic with yourself and others, and I keep obviously stressing that point, is really important. And if I'm a player and I'm truly honest with myself about where I'm at, what my strengths and weaknesses are, and I can portray them to other people, the right people, because yes, those people I portray my weaknesses to are the people that are going to make the decisions, but also they're the people that can help as well. And I think if I think back to when, at any point when anybody is truly honest, where maybe people don't expect them to be, you feel really good about yourself. And I think it really gets people to buy into you as a person in that respect. And again, if I'm a player and I'm honest with what I'm not so good at, but I don't want people to forget about being honest with what you're really good at as well, your super strengths, lots of academies call it, because there's nothing wrong sometimes to being modest and, oh yeah, it's a little bit hiding away or, and actually you should be really proud about what you're really good at. So if I'm brilliant at scoring goals, I'm brilliant at attacking, or I'm an amazing defender, or I'm really good at this, is actually go, yeah, I'm really good at that, and I'm really happy I'm good at it, and sort of be, I wouldn't say be loud about it.
But assertive, right? Be assertive.
Yeah, yeah, assertive. And I think that's where the players have to have that, like I said, honesty with themselves to really know. And because for me, whether it's a changing room, whether it's an individual, whether it's a club, if people aren't fully honest, it's hiding and it covers up, and then what I normally find is it's too late when people realize I should have been honest, because it could be I get to 18s, I've then been released, do you know what, I should have been honest 3 years ago, but I didn't really be honest because I was sort of trying to hide my maybe weakness on the pitch, etc., or this area I really felt uncomfortable with, but then when I came to the test, if you like, I couldn't do it, but it was too late. I was trying to make up for it. So I think if players can really, really do that side of it, and the coaches can do their side, there's a massive empowerment within there. And I think that's going to build trust across the coaching and the playing world, because me as a coach, I can give players any tactical, technical information on a match day. But if they know I'm an honest person, they'll really buy into it. And we see it in loads of professional clubs. Some managers might play certain ways, etc. But you do normally, or my point of view, I normally find teams that do really well, there's that feeling. And I think there's that honesty around it, whether it be certain teams that are not as attractive how they play football, but people believe in it because somebody's honest with them, and
there is that alignment between, you know, their ideas, their thoughts, their words, and their actions. I mean, let's not forget the importance of your actions. You know, the importance of what you do and how you behave. That's really, you know, that's really how you probably make tangible those great concepts like honesty. Those great traits like honesty. I mean, it's really interesting, Mark. I mean, I always love talking to you, and that's why we obviously we are good friends, and we started this journey with this project. So, how would you like to kind of like finish off, you know, if you were going to give a little bit like a sum up to those listeners, to those players and those coaches that hopefully have been inspired by your explanation around honesty, what would be the takeaway that you would like them to take?
Yeah, my takeaway as concisely as possible would be the power of honesty is being honest with yourself and honest with others. And as you've just touched on there, which I think is really, really important, is not just saying it to yourself and saying it to others, is doing it and doing it confidently, that being honest, you'll go far with other people. And if that leads to football career or a great job or meeting new friends, etc., then that's the main thing, is it's about being an honest person as a whole. And that's gonna really help you.
Well, thank you so much, Mark. So obviously from Mark and myself, again, Happy New Year to everyone. We are very excited about obviously the next chapters and the next podcast and the next things that we're going to do with My Energy Game. And from myself, thank you so much.
See you later.
Thank you, Mark.